It's Monday, May 28th, 2007, a rather wet Memorial Day here in Hawaii, but if we're lucky, this will be a memorable show. Aloha, and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com and by JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.gs, now in their 11th year. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful and usually sunny Kaneohe, Hawaii. Our website is over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. If you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. And just a quick note, if you would like to leave us a audio comment in an MP3 file and send that via email or a hypertext link, that would be all fine and dandy as well. On to listener email for this episode. Rob wrote in to tell me about problems with the show's RSS feed. I wasn't really sure what was going on, but I got it fixed. So hopefully that's all resolved. Thanks, Rob. Another Rob wrote in, it must be the Rob episode, to tell me some of the links on products that were in the show notes were broken. Haven't had a chance to look at this one, and I'm not quite sure when I will. He also said that the search box on Firefox 2.0 for Windows is too short to display the entered text. I don't use Windows unless forced, although I do use Firefox, but I'm not really sure what this is all about. Finally, Ewan Wanna, author of Snap, which was reviewed last episode, wrote in as well. Ewan acknowledged the Marinetti 2.0.1 versus 3.0 issue I discussed, and he says it's now fixed, and confirms the fonts chosen for Snap are due to screen real estate. Ian also comments on how it's not unusual to ship a new software product with very little feedback from the Apple II community. I know this very well myself, Ian. I really do. And like you, I remember the old days. And I think that's some of the reason that we all stick around. No voicemail for this episode. On to news. Kansas Fest 2007 approaches. The early bird deadline, which can save you a heck of a lot of dollars for Kansas Fest 2007, is right around the corner, June 1st. Register now. You can get the form over at www.kfest.org. I know they had some server issues early in the week, but I believe that those are resolved. Not a lot of other news. I suspect that many folks, maybe, including myself, might be saving up some special stuff for a Kansas City summer debut. Could there be something new up the sleeve of Apple II developers? All I have to say is I don't intend to suck. That's based on a famous quote by Syndicom's Eric Shepard a few years back. A2Central.com, one of A2 Unplugged's sponsors, is now donating all proceeds from sales of its Cafe Press line of apparel to St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. So if you wanted your Apple II dollars to go to a really good cause, there you go. Speaking of shirts, Chop Shop has a great Apple II t-shirt for sale. It's a little hard to describe, but check out the link in the show notes and I'm pretty sure you'll get a kick out of it. Let's call this episode Safety with a Samurai. This episode will be dedicated to reviewing two Marinetti compatible applications, Safe 2 by Ewan Wanna and Samurai by NinjaForce. Tests and experiences with these two programs was done on a ROM 3 Apple IIgs with an 8 MHz 16K catch Zip GSX, a 500 MB Focus hard drive, and a LanceGS Ethernet card. Software was System Software 6.0.1 with Marinetti 3.0 V3 and, where applicable, Spectrum 2.5.3. Safe 2, which does not require Spectrum, let's repeat, does not require Spectrum, is a new standalone file transfer protocol application based on the original SAFE, SAFE standing for Spectrum Automated File Exchange, which was a set of scripts for the well-known Spectrum Telecommunications Program by Yuanwana. Samurai is a not-so-new internet relay chat client that's a classic desk accessory by NinjaForce. So let's take a look first at Save 2. A long time ago, in an Apple II publication far, far away, Ryan Suinaga, that would be me, did a review of Safe, which found it to be an attractive and functional but very slow file transfer protocol program. And that was to be expected, given that it was a set of scripts for a telecommunications program. It could almost be thought of as running in something like AppleSoft Basic, something that's totally interpreted. Several years later, we have Safe 2, which appears to address this issue and in spades. How much faster is Safe 2 than the original Safe? It's fast. It's really fast. The user interface response is tons snappier than it was in the original Safe. For example, launching the original Safe from Finder takes 31 seconds on my accelerated 2GS. Safe 2 takes only 7 seconds. For what it's worth, GWFTP, Jeff Weiss's FTP client, which has been the speed champion on the Apple 2GS for a while, takes only 4 seconds to launch. Now, file transfers using Safe have been accelerated to the point where my informal testing indicates that Safe 2 and GWFTP are in a virtual tie. Downloading a 136K file from a Mac OS X FTP server over my local area network with Safe 2 takes the same 6 seconds that it does with GWFTP. Uploading the same file to the same server takes about 13 seconds with GWFTP and 11 seconds with Safe 2. Keep in mind, these are not scientific tests, but I would have to say that Yuan has done a marvelous job with increasing the speed on Safe 2. Now, that said, a few nitpicks. Using Safe 2 required a bit of juggling of my desk accessories and inets. But please note, this is not unusual with TCP/IP applications on the Apple 2GS, and this actually dates back to the days of early modeming on the Apple 2GS. It's just the first time I've had to do this in a while. Safe 2 also has a menu item to connect TCP/IP as well as one to disconnect TCP/IP. But the connect TCP/IP item is active and the disconnect item is gray when I'm already connected. I suspect this could be a bug. Note for you in there. Aside from those minor squabbles, I find Safe 2 to combine a really nice graphical interface, very similar to that on the original Safe, as well as incredibly improved speed. I would have to say that right now it's the best way to do FTP on your 2GS. And saying that will, I'm sure, bring some comments from people who will find better ways to do it or invent better ways to do it. I'd be quite happy with that. Now, on to Samurai. Some of you will remember a few episodes back I commented on not being able to get Samurai, NinjaForce's Internet Relay Chat, also known as IRC, client to work on my system. While I was pruning desk accessories and inets in order to get Safe 2 working, I found that Samurai started working as well. Internet Relay Chat is a way to access chat rooms on the internet, similar to Genie's old real-time conferences or the real-time conferences we held on Cinecom.com's online service. In fact, the current A2Central.com's chat is fully IRC accessible. Samurai is a CDA, a classic desk accessory. These are usually, but not always, text-based, and Samurai is indeed text-based. It is very fast due to its text interface. It has really nice response time. Samurai is very bare bones in its implementation. About all it offers in terms of its own commands are connect, disconnect, and a help listing of common IRC commands. Once you're connected to an IRC server, like that on a2central.com, you are on your own for dealing with the server with IRC commands. This is not a bad thing. It's really nice to get familiar with such things as IRC commands, something that goes directly to a server. one thing I would like to see, although it would take away its text-based advantage, is to have Samurai be an NDA. So I could use my other Apple II NDAs and 2GS compatible desktop programs at the same time. Maybe there could be an IRC Spectrum script. Didn't think about that, but that might be worth considering. In any case, both of these are great. They're both free, as in free, and they can expand your use of the 2GS on the internet. Links for all of these will be in the show notes. In closing, I'd like to thank you and Wanna and NinjaForce for providing the material on which our show is based for this episode. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and I'm hoping for more great listener comments and emails. And like I said, you can send in some audio comments as MP3 files via email. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, the all-new A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.a2central.com, and JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication, now in its 11th year. Check them out at www.juicegs. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will certainly see you again in June, definitely before Kansas Fest time. I'd like to remind everyone, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com. Our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'ala mapono, ahui ho. Thanks everyone for listening. Aloha, and have a nice rest of your Memorial Day.